Okay, Eddie Izzard, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How was your games?
Games was good. It was unbelievable. You know, 1996, do you know the figures on how many, you would probably wouldn't know this, how many golds we got? Yeah, one. You hold up one finger. Just for radio listeners. Yeah, I thought you got used to this radio thingy. Yeah. One gold medal, and now we're 29? And we're just watching on the...
Thanks to John Major.
Yes, I did say this. John Major, I repeated this. John Major obviously had a tough time as Prime Minister, but got this out as one of his policies. And as Chris Hoy was saying, he remembers it when it was a shoestring budget. We have to keep this financing going. And they were telling the government now, another government, saying keep the funding going. We've got to keep it going. Well, anyway, I'm here to talk about something that could link to that. Can I talk about that now? Sorry, I'm just going straight into it. It's the Join in UK program, which is going to happen this weekend, 18th and 19th. It's the first time any Olympics has done this. Now, we've got this great atmosphere going. Everyone's very positive. I was involved with the volunteers. They were phenomenal. Amazing. Everyone was amazing. Talking about them. Got them a standing ovation in the Olympic Stadium last night. And we want to harness this energy into going into the weekend. It's the local sports clubs around the UK. Now, they're there, they've been there, but obviously there's lots of younger people going to be phoning up saying, I'd like to get involved, and we can see that it's going to drop off somewhat. But the volunteering, that is what is really needed.
The big society.
Clubs. Well, this is not...
No, come on. No? I know you're on the other side of the political fence with that, but this is the big society.
No.
Admit it.
No, this is... That's the big society jumping on the Olympian spirit, to be honest. You know, it's... This is the People's Olympics. I'm not trying to political party-ize anything.
Okay.
This is the People's Olympics. They've made that. Because, you know, there's going to be people from high-income background in the horse events and whatever, and from low-income backgrounds and general income backgrounds in the cycling events and the athletics. It's the whole of the people of the UK who have made this happen. So taking that spirit... If people want to get involved and can get involved, and we're watching the Olympics eating a bun and saying, come on, but not actually doing anything, now's the time. This weekend, 18th and 19th, first time, 5,000 clubs have already signed up for it. Go to the Join in UK website, tap in your postcode, you'll find out what's on in your area. And if you're a kid, grab your parents, anyone you know, just get them involved, because just 5 minutes a week, micro-volunteering can really help.
Inspire a generation.
Inspire a generation. I mean, I ran my 43rd marathon past the Olympic Stadium, and I just thought...
43 marathons in 51 days, just to remind our
listeners. Just to remind. I like the fact it was in 51 days. It shows that I'm human. I didn't just do 51 and 51 or 43 and 43, because people have done stuff like that. But I just thought, I ran over the flyover. I specifically, before I left, chose the flyover on the southwest corner. And I said, you can see the park from that. So I ran up and I got the camera and said, look at that. It's the Olympic Stadium. 3 years' time, it's going to happen. And now it's just happened. It just sort of flashed by. And it was beautiful. And